hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. As promised, we are in Fiji. We are having the time of our lives. I have Single Scout with me. I have Mermaid Angela. I have Mermaid Tony. Brought her from Long Beach Dive Show. Brought her to Fiji. First time diving in the Pacific. Tony, so far, so good.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Yeah, let's say she's pinched herself so many times over the last couple days that there's bruises on, well, we won't say where, but we'll leave it at that. And it's quite an entertaining sight on many levels. You will see the photos, you will see the videos right there at scubaradio.com. Now, we are at our first stop on our Fiji tour of the islands, Voli Voli Resort. This place, phenomenal. We landed in Nandi, the international airport. We headed northeast up the coast, about a two-hour bus ride to this resort. We've been here a couple days, and we're bringing you along for the ride. So to give you a little taste of what it's like to travel around, visit a few different resorts in the Fiji Islands. Now with me is I'll just let him introduce himself. What is your name and what is your title?
And I'm Steve Darling. We're the owners of Voli Voli Beach Resort.
So you're the Big Kahuna, Steve, right? Is that the official title? President, curator, Big Kahuna, what?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He's a New Zealander. He's a Kiwi, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
As you can plainly hear, but I'm telling you, the way they run this resort, truly unique, because you have like a family run operation here, right, Steve?
Absolutely. My sons, my wife, my daughter-in-law's, the whole lot. Built.
Now, do you have them working for you because it's their cheap labor, because they're family, or what?
No, because I don't think they'd get a job anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, this is a pretty cool place. And like I said, when you look at the website and you see the pictures of just what we've experienced over the last couple of days at the property, you're going to be blown away. This is really an amazing resort. And your family runs it really cool, Steve. I mean, you welcome in anybody. You welcome in our crew, and you treat us like family, which I don't know if that is a plus or a minus. I guess that's a subjective type of thing, you think?
No, this is the way we are. And just going back on what I said about my sons, they all play a really big part in this. That, you know, my son, one's a two dive instructors, one girl does the accounts, one girl does all the hospitality, my wife looks after the gardens, looks after the kitchen. Yeah, she's a full family affair. If anybody's got a complaint, then come and see us.
Yeah, they're just hanging out here at the in the lobby, at the bar, whatever, and they fix it immediately if there's any issues whatsoever. And I'll tell you, there's not many, because they seem to be running a pretty finely tuned operation from what we've seen. You're doing a lot of construction. You built this stuff all yourself. You have your entire construction crew right here on site, which is, you know, you gave us a little tour. That's pretty impressive in its own right.
Absolutely. And, I mean, we are environmentally friendly. I mean, all the timber we use here is plantation mahogany out of Fiji, planted 35 years ago by the British. We buy it, we mill it, we machine it, and it's all done here in Voli Voli Beach. The whole lot, everything.
Yeah, and you put it together, and it's a little piece of paradise. I mean, they got everything here. The accommodations, the beds, I'm telling you, it's quite an impressive layout. Now, you're going to hear more about that. Of course, we got to talk about some of the diving that we've experienced here. We're going to get to that in just a bit with Nick, his son, who's one of the dive instructors, as well as Steve. But first, you know, we're hanging out at the bar where, you know, that's typically where we end up here when we're doing a little Scuba Radio broadcast. fast after a day of diving. And there's obviously some other guests here at the hotel. We came across one guy here. I thought he was Steve's brother, the way they were talking, but evidently I found out they just met yesterday or something. BJ is his name. BJ, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you doing?
Danke. Mein Name ist Fregattenkapitän Fritz von Mulkobold, and I'm here reluctantly because my U-boat 997 is wrecked on the reef and no bastard will tow it off. Danke.
Yeah, you know, that's a typical New Zealander, believe it or not. I think that was a German thing he was doing, but God bless him for it. And I'll tell you, if anything, that proves is that the Fijian beer they have here on the island is quite potent, don't you think there, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we had the first beer, draft beer in the Raab province. The day we opened this place, we imported all equipment from New Zealand, and we pride ourselves on the coldest beer in Fiji.
Yeah, well, coldest beer and very potent, as BJ just proved. Okay, give me another accent. Can I get your home accent this time, or are you a man of many voices?
Actually, the person who introduced Fiji Bitter was an ex-pupil of mine from a school in Auckland, and his name was Ted Kunkel.
Really? So you know the guy who makes this beer?
He went through Ruakura Wine Research Institute in New Zealand, was employed by Foster's, Foster's Lager, and they sent him to
jail.
Okay.
Because beer was
okay. We can't say that on the air there, Steve. But that's okay. I just bleeped it. We're good to go.
And he actually brewed the first brew that they did. He subsequently became CEO of Foster's Brewery and used to give out the Melbourne Cup. Every year he presented the Melbourne Cup, for which is the Foster's Melbourne Cup, which is one of the great horse races in the world.
Yes, I've heard of that. But, you know, what I'm really impressed is your accent, because you sound like a genius to me. You hear what I'm saying, BJ? And the fact that you have the name BJ is... And you know,
it's Bernard Joseph, you see. There's a touch of Irish in all of us, and then to be sure.
Wow. Sure. Yeah, see, that's what happens when you hang out with a bunch of divers in Fiji, I guess. Do you dive, BJ? Do you? Are you a scuba diver, or are you just hanging out here on a holiday?
I have enough difficulty in breathing above water, let alone breathing below water, but I do put ice in my beer. It makes it go further.
Okay, I think that's a maybe. I'm going to go with maybe. But, God, I'm telling you, that's the kind of social life you have here as a diver in Fiji, evidently. The typical clientele, just hanging out after a day, you're like best buds hanging out at the pub here.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you're a family-owned and run resort, I mean, you can't hide. I mean, you get around and you meet the people, and they want to meet you. So it's a really good atmosphere, and it's nice to meet guys like that. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. And you have several different levels of accommodations that bring people from all different walks of life, whether it's, you know, these goofballs you have from Scuba Radio in the Americas, or, you know, somebody like BJ, or you know, you have a backpacker-type accommodations, economical accommodations, as cheap as like $15 a night. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, the place is so special. When we developed this place, we didn't want to be selfish about it. We wanted to make sure that somebody wanted to spend 15 US bucks, they want to spend 100, or they want to spend 200, they spend 300, we will accommodate them, and really quality accommodation. That's the way we work.
Yeah, now we, of course, are staying in the upper echelon, because I'm spoiled rotten usually and like to be pampered. I travel with mermaids. I have to take care of these girls. Are high maintenance. You hear what I'm saying, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we had to hook them up in the... What level of accommodations here at Volley Volley Resort?
Well, you're at top-end accommodation, and, you know, it's not that expensive. It's about $165 a night.
Yeah, well, we paid more than that in Long Beach, California at the dive show last week, so I would prefer to be here. So maybe we can move that dive show here next year. Maybe I can talk to someone there at the dive show, you think?
Oh, right. We'll just keep building.
Yeah, exactly. So $130 or $160 US, that's the, what is it? The what are the villas? Or
the valets.
Valets, okay.
Yeah, they've got fridges, washing machines, kitchens,
everything you need. And they're very nice, clean, immaculate. I mean, really designed really, really well. Nice woodwork and stuff like that. And every accommodation you hear, or here at Volley Volley Resort, you have a view of the ocean, right?
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, what we do is we package everything up, and we've got a lady in the States, Lynn Siebert, who just, you talk to her. You don't have to talk to us Kiwis that you can't understand, you know. You can talk to her and she can give you the package, and it's cheap.
Yeah, okay. So if you prefer to talk to someone with an American accent, you can call her, or you could go direct and deal with Steve at the resort. What's the website? Because you guys just upgraded your volleyvolley.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Volleyvolley.com.
All right, and that's V-O-L-I. volleyvolley.com. That's how it's spelled. So go there, check it out, check out their new website. You can book stuff right there online, all different levels of accommodations. Those accommodations, by the way, at $15 a night, you would think, oh, wait, that might be roughing it. I may not want to do that. But we taken the tour, and I was impressed. I would stay there in a heartbeat, especially if it was like with three or four mermaids. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That might get me in trouble, Steve, but I'm just saying, if you have a group, that's an economical, and they're clean, they're spacious, yeah, they got everything you would want.
Oh, yes, absolutely. With a big family, you know, you might have four children, mum and dad, and they can take a dorm out. They can take a dormitory out, and it's very, very cheap.
Yeah, very cheap, and you can use that extra money maybe on your diving if you want to do that, right?
Yes.
Or food or whatever the case may be. And it's kind of an all-inclusive type package you have here in Voli Voli as well, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we package up mainly with the valets, but we're packaging up with the lodge.
Now, well, you keep saying valets. Is that villas? I'm confused.
Valets,
I feel like you want to take my car and park it for me.
Valets is a small house.
A small house, okay. Valets, okay. I get it now. Now we understand each other.
No connection to the person next door. Standalone home. No noise transaction. You've got your own privacy.
Okay, so what's a villa to you?
A villa, that's south of France.
Okay, there you go. Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. But you get the connection, and we needed to clear that up maybe slightly. Now, Steve, do you dive much yourself, or you leave that to your sons?
No, I leave that to the boys. I have got an open water paddy course, but it's been 10 years, and the boys they want to take me back down. I'm scared they're just going to leave me down there, though.
Yeah, well, you know, we put the mermaids out there on the dive boat today, and we found them in the pool. What do you think? Is that an enticement to get you more acclimated, more, you know, into going to dive in here off your, you know, you've got an amazing product here.
Oh, yeah, we go down with the mermaids.
Okay, wait, you can't really say that on the air either, Steve, but I'll let that one slide. Okay, so let's take a break, maybe have a cocktail or two, and come back and talk about some of the diving. I know, I think Mermaid Tony's ready to do this, aren't you?
What am I ready to do?
Talk about the scuba diving that you've experienced.
Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Well, you're going to have to soon, because we're almost ready for that. What about you, Angela? You ready for this?
I'm ready. Bring it.
Scott, how's it rate so far in your mind?
Oh, it's been great. I can't wait to talk about it. Watching Tony for a first dive in the Pacific was amazing.
Yes, it was. All right, more coming up from Fiji. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here we go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Do you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica,
yeah,
and Hawaii. And
baby, this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Fiji. Right now we're hanging out at Voli Voli Resort after a couple days of diving. We're at the bar. Go figure. And we're sharing a few fish tales with our new Fijian friends. You know, the folks that run this resort are from New Zealand, and they've set up shop here at this resort about 2 hours in a bus ride from Nandi International Airport northeast on the up the coast that way. So you can go to volleyvolley.com for more information. Now, of course, we've just talked about the resort so far on the show. We haven't even touched on the scuba diving we've experienced, but I got to tell you, this is my third time diving the Pacific, second time in Fiji, and I was absolutely blown away at some of the dive sites that we have visited over the last couple days. Now, this is Mermaid Tony's first adventure, period, in the Pacific. So, Tony, I'm just going to leave it up to you. What is the one word that you would use to describe your diving experience so far here in Fiji, let alone the Pacific?
Amazing.
Oh, that is the wrong word, because you always say awesome.
I didn't want to say awesome.
I was setting you up to say awesome, and you threw me a different word. You're supposed to say the same word you always say.
Fine. It was awesome.
Okay, fair enough. But she wanted to kick it up a notch, so she used the word amazing. So it was. It was truly different. Now, you dived the Florida Keys, Tavernier, right there at the Upper Keys. And how would you compare the diving, the coral, the fish and stuff that we've seen so far here in Fiji?
That's not fair, because I love the Keys. I love diving there, but there's honestly no comparison.
No, wait, come on, admit. I'm gonna put some words in her mouth, because I know she said them. She said she wasn't going back. She said, I'm just going to stay here.
Did I say that?
No, I think you did. I think you absolutely did. Now you're changing your tune because you think there might be a couple people listening right now, don't you?
No, actually, I'd stay in Fiji.
Actually, she knows there's nobody listening right now. But she figured she would just not say that on the record. But yeah, I think you get the vibe we're talking about. It was pretty cool.
That's the best diving I've ever seen. Incredible.
Yeah, we saw the clownfish. We've gotten the pictures, you know, the anemones, the color that you see here in the Pacific, especially here in Fiji. They're known for their soft corals and just these amazing looking, I don't even know if they're animals or corals or what, but my God, there's more colors in the rainbow that you would ever see in a place like this. Wouldn't you? What are you saying?
No, nothing.
Yeah. Angela is making a smart-ass comment, as usual. But she can do that. She can get away with it. She's been on a few of these adventures. Single Scott?
Well, you know, the first dive we did was called Metal Yellow, and there was a whole bunch of yellow coral all over it, and we were watching Tony go back and forth going, look at this, look at this, look at this. It was amazing. Her eyes were as big in her mask. It was amazing. She was just going back and forth. She couldn't imagine what she was looking at.
Yeah, it was a good time. Is that pretty much, did he nail it right there?
Yeah, pretty much, something like that.
Yeah. Now, Angela, what about you? This is your second time in Fiji. We did Banga Lagoon last time we were here in the islands. We just had a short little run here, and it was totally different than what we saw down there, don't you think?
It was different, but it's incredible because there's so many colors and everything just pops. It's just crazy. And we saw the peacock nudibranch today. That's my new favorite thing. It's really awesome. It just the colors, and it's like hanging out, and it's just really awesome.
Good. And you know, once again, we have learned that the Scuba Radio Mermaids big hit in the islands here, especially at Voli Voli Resort, whether they're busting in backpackers or people like BJ came by, he made a comment about seeing the mermaids do a thing at the pool here. It's universally accepted that the Scuba Radio Mermaids are, I don't know, they speak a similar language that is known worldwide. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, as long as they don't eat us, it's okay.
You know, I'm bringing the mermaids for marketing purposes, but also there's safety in numbers. And, you know, back in the day, the Fijians used to eat people. So we figured, why not? Let's bring a couple girls, and if, you know, I got a 1 in 4 chance, it'll be the last one standing, right?
No, you're first.
No, wait, Scott's going first. That's right. All right, we'll get back on track, talk about the diving next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history. Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, we're hanging out in Foley Voli Resort in Fiji. Matter of fact, the mermaids have been such a hit here at the resort that they've already concocted some new drink. And what's this all about, ladies? It's called the Scuba Radio Mermaid. Is that what it is?
Kind of, but it's Blue Deliciousness. That's all I know.
Blue Deliciousness. And who made this up? Sasha, right? The bartender?
Yeah. He actually made another beverage for us last night, and we called it the Sosh, because it's very good. They have a great bar here and a wonderful bartender.
Yes. Sosh has a, I don't know, he does some kind of reindeer games in the evening games or something. I don't know. All the kids and stuff are going nuts. They're having races. There's, I don't know what you guys are doing. But next, it got to the point where I had to leave. And that's pretty intense. I mean, it was a good kind of thing, right? It's a way to break the ice with your fellow resort guests, right? Isn't that what you guys did?
Yeah, we came here and there were 20 people we didn't know, and by the time we left, we knew them a lot better.
In ways we can't discuss on the radio, evidently. So we'll just leave it at that. Let's talk about the diving. Now, Nick is one of Steve's sons who manages the dive operation here at Voli Voli Resort. Nick, welcome to Scuba Radio. We were hanging out a little bit there in Long Beach. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, mate. Good.
Now, let's get this straight. You're almost a dive instructor, and your brother is. Is that the deal right now?
Yeah, I'm a not-quite dive instructor. I haven't finished my exams yet.
Yeah, that'll happen like next week. So you'll have how many dive instructors on site? Three. So it's you, Steve, and who?
Paula, he's a local guy from Tuvalu.
Got it. So you guys can do everything soup to nuts. If you're a beginner diver, want to do a Discover Scuba, or if you need to do a dive master training, the whole thing, you guys got it covered, right?
Yeah, we can take care of anything from Discover Scuba right through to dive master.
Nice. Now tell me this, Nick. The sites that we went to, we actually traveled a little bit offshore, further than I expected, but you guys wanted to take us to some special sites that only liveaboards can get to, and guess what? They're not even getting there right now. So they got some cool dive sites you're going to hear about next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving as we give you more from Fiji. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio. It's Scuba Radio.
I would consider it a great honor if you would make loud donkey sounds, then pretend to vomit at my feet.
Okay, this will go well.
I want all divers, I want to go down.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're white, black, or brown, we're going down.
No, honey, if you can swing that one.
Down, 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 we're going
More power to you.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, Hee-Hee.
You know that you want to. You know that you need to. You need to join me for a dive romance.
I'll make a note of it.
Well, you've got to listen to something when you're down there.
Yeah, you do. And when you travel to Fiji, you might hear some cool tunes by Lady Gaga or Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model. Hopefully it's the former. Otherwise, you might your ears might start bleeding. But who knows? Maybe next time we come to Fiji, we'll bring her and put her on display to perform for the lucky Fijians. I don't know. I'm sure they will not allow that to happen once they just heard that little ditty. But God bless them regardless. Now, Steve is one of the dive instructors here. Now, Steve, Nick is kind of dive instructor in training almost to that level. You've been that for many years here in Fiji, is that right?
Yeah, I've been here for 11 years running Ra Divers and just starting to kick off now.
Yeah, so you were kind of like laying the groundwork for this resort that you guys opened up here in the last, what, 3-4 years now?
Yeah, that's correct. I came here originally for 6 months and never quite left yet.
And that was 11 years ago. Kind of like how I started Scuba Radio 13 years ago. I just started as an excuse to go diving on company time, and here I am still doing it and traveling the world. It's not a bad gig, and you just happen to start in the right place, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, well, when I was about 12 years old, I said to my old man, I'm going to be a dive instructor, and he said, over my dead body, I'm sending you to private boarding school, you're going to get a real job. So it came to the end of high school, and I was just mucking around, being a bit of a, you know what? And he rings me up and says, oh, Steve, you're moving to a place in New Zealand called Kaikoura, you're doing your dive instructor's ticket. I said, oh, I don't really want to do that anymore. He says, well, too late, you've got a student loan, you've got to pay it off. So, finished that, moved to Fiji for 6 months on my around the world trip, and haven't quite got any further yet.
Nice. Well, it's a good place to get stuck, is my feeling after being here a couple days. Now, you also kind of interact with the locals. Like in Fiji, they have these villages. When last time we were at Benga, we went and visited the locals. We had kava and all that kind of thing. You got the same thing here too, right?
Oh, for sure. Whenever there's a village meeting, I'm the first one to be called in, and they trying to punish me with kava and trying to outdrink the white man, which they love to do.
Yeah, but I have a feeling you've held your own over the years.
I've walked out of a couple of meetings slightly wobbly footed with the local chiefs. Yeah, I can say that.
Now, we got to do this kava thing. We had a little bit the other day, but we might have to pull that. We can just like do this at the spur of the moment, right? Hey, it's kava night. Let's go.
Well, the boys are mixing a big bowl right now for the mermaids, so they're ready for them.
Are they supposed to drink it or swim in it?
Well, we'll wait and see what they turn into after they've been in it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's an acquired taste, this kava, but it does have magical powers to make your lips go numb, which is a Fijian tradition. You clap, it's great. It's an awesome thing. You liked it, didn't you?
That's not a good question.
Okay, all right. We'll save it for after we have our little kava ceremony. That's coming up after the Dan tip. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box is proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I'm wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Well, most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aids, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example,
you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Ah! Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back in Fiji at Voli Voli Resort, volleyvolley.com. Check them out on the web. Now, Steve has brought a friend of his, to our little party gathering. She's actually been hanging out here the last couple days with her, getting her dive certification as an open water diver. Now, Steve, she's your representation there in the UK. Is that what the deal is?
No, New Zealand. I live, my home base is Christchurch, and I walk down the street into
Christchurch. I want to make sure we enunciate that right.
Yeah, New Zealand. And I walked into this young lady for two or three years, and she said, "What do you do?" I said, "Oh, not much. We got a little place in Fiji." And she said, "Well, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, it's got a resort." And so she books my tickets here and there, and I said, "Well, why don't you come up and see us?" So she's come up for the first time to Fiji, and she's doing her open water course.
Nice. And she's a travel agent too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she helps out the resort in that regard. Now, Allie is her name. Allie, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
And what is your name, by the way?
Ellie.
No, you changed the way you just said it, because it's Ellie, and she says it Allie, because I keep saying it's Allie McBeal or something like that, but it's Ellie, right? E-L-L-I-E?
That's correct.
All right, and she, you know, this accent thing that we have with the Kiwis there, there is some, you know, things we got to get adjusted to, because that's, you know, well, you're not a Kiwi, are you? I just messed that up too, right?
I am a Kiwi.
You are a Kiwi. Yeah. Okay, see, I'm confused. It's this Fijian bitter beer that they have. It's driving me crazy. But you guys had a conversation amongst yourself and the mermaids last night about naked or knickered, or what's going on there, Allie? Help me out.
I was saying that I was knackered, as in very tired.
So that was after these games that Sasha hooks up here at Voli Voli Resort. And evidently, but once again, there's this point where I walk away. And then they get naked? Is that what happened?
I was knackered, as in very tired. And because of my accent, and apparently I add R's randomly.
Wait, you get naked when you're tired? It usually... I don't really understand what the hell's going on here at this resort, but I'll tell you what, it's a ball, isn't it?
How was your open water course?
Yeah. If you get tired during your open water course, do you get naked too?
No comment.
Okay, all right. Well, just look, you know, they welcome all folks here at Voli Voli Resort, but you're having a good time, right?
I am. I'm having an amazing time.
Yeah, so, and basically, just to clarify the whole naked thing, that's just a term you use when you're tired.
It's actually a word, and I think the girls are going to look it up in the dictionary because they don't believe me. It's naked, as in very, very tired.
Naked.
Like,
what?
Not naked, evidently. Knickered.
Oh, knickered.
Knickered.
Like, what?
Like pants. Knickers?
Knickers, Scott?
Get your mind out of the gutter, Greg.
I don't know what to think. I'm totally confused.
It's like knackered with an A. That's, we just say it knackered.
Knackered.
Yes, high five.
Well, Allie, why didn't you just say so?
I did. I really did.
Actually, I kind of like the idea of getting naked anyway if you're tired. Something goes in that order where you get tired after being naked or something. I don't know. Look, we're in another country. Anything goes. More coming up. Stay close.
Here on the island.
I'm getting naked.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando is now open. And the grand opening celebration continues at all Divers Direct locations and at DiversDirect.com. Beat the summer rush and have your tank serviced now. Just mention this ad and receive $5 off your tank's VIP. Offer valid through June 13th. Everything you could ever need as a diver can be found at Divers Direct, Florida's full-service dive shop. Your friends at Divers Direct love to travel, too, and you can come along. Check out their latest dive adventure opportunities at DiversDirect.com. Divers Direct, Florida's local dive shop with stores in West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Key Largo, Key West, and now open in Orlando. Don't have a Divers Direct store near you? Remember, they're always open at DiversDirect.com.
I would do. By every man, woman, and child on this planet, a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, destination Waimea Bay. Then we'd splash our way around the world. Life is just a water ballet. Come on, you beautiful swimmers. You know how to move. Let's glide across the water like a steel guitar.
Yeah, we got a lot of beautiful swimmers here in Fiji, our Scuba Radio Mermaids, Angela and Tony. Matter of fact, the bartender, the group here at Voli Voli Resort were so taken with our mermaids, they named a drink after them. I just called it the Scuba Radio Mermaid, but Nick, you're going to call it what? Tails Up? Is that the deal?
Yeah, Sasha's Tails Up.
Sasha's Tails Up. Okay, you're going to have to look up Sasha here at the bar. He's easy to find. He's the one who's, well, just... Everybody knows Sasha on many levels. It kind of goes back to that whole naked thing, but I'll leave it at that. Now, Nick, Voli Voli Resort means what?
Means white sand on this side of the island, but if you travel over to the super side, it means shopping.
Shopping, okay. So you got a little bit of everything, a little appeal, you know, a little cross-marketing going on there, and that's what it's all about, telling people about these little pieces of paradise. It's what we try to do on Scuba Radio. Now, Steve, I know we talked about this earlier on the show, but your representation in the U.S., you have some folks in California that are helping you get the word out to this market about Voli Voli Resort, right?
Yes, we've got a partnership in the U.S., Lynn Siebert and Andy Siebert from Scuba World Sacramento. And we come about, she had a huge booking, 22 divers coming to Fiji. At the last minute, the resort fell through. So she emailed us backwards and forwards, and I was nervous about her. She was nervous about me. She arrived here. We had the best time ever. And they had the best time ever. And I said to Lynn, I said, how about you represent us in America? She said, yep, Steve, I'd like that. And they're great people. We love her.
I have no doubt that's what happened, because that's the same type of feeling we have received here from your folks with our Scuba Radio crew. And we thank you immensely. Thank you so much. And we cannot come back soon enough. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, look, we love you guys too. I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, in the short 3 or 4 days, I mean, it's you make friendships. You don't make them. You make them because they're good people. And that's the way the darlings are.
Yeah, well, hey, you got to love folks like this. VoliVoli.com. Check them out on the web. Hey, we got more places to go in Fiji. You'll hear about it starting in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.